大家一起敬拜。
Thank God that we can have this chance to worship Him together.
今天是大斋期的第三个主日。
Today is the third Sunday of the Lent.
在这大斋期的四十天，也就是复活节前的这四十天的期间，我想我们要特别多来思想主耶稣在2000年前的受难与复活。
During this Lent period, which is also the 40 days before Easter, let's think about the suffering and the resurrection of Jesus.
今天我们所读的这段经文，我们看到主耶稣他预言他的死。
In the scripture we read today, we see that Jesus foretold his death.
主耶稣在世上传道三年半的时间，在第一年，在第二年，在第三年，在最后半年，他都曾经预言他要受死。
During the 3.5 years of his preaching, he foretold about his death multiple times in the first, second, third, and even the last half year.
今天我们的这段经文是主耶稣在上十字架前最后一周，他预言他将要被举起来钉在十字架上。
The scripture today, it happened during the last week before the crucifixion, he foretold about his death.
耶稣非常清楚他来到这个世上最终的目的就是要在十字架上为世人的罪受死。
He was very clear that his purpose to this world is to die for us on the cross.
他甘心顺服附在他身上的计划。
Obedient to his father's plan.
这是长阔高深的爱，也是我们不太能理解的爱。
This is a love of the breadth, the length, the height, and depth, a depth of this love. It's beyond our comprehensive.
在今天这段经文，主耶稣他不仅预言他的死。
Today he not only foretold about his death,
也为我们启示了他重要的生命原则，这也是我们每一个属神的人的生命原则。
But also revealed the important principles of life and for us who belong to God.
我们一起来看这段经文，然后我们要一起来思想这个生命的原则。
Now let's study this paragraph together and think about this principle of life.
今天这段经文前面几节的经文，我们看到希利尼人来求见耶稣的情形。
In the beginning, we see that some Greeks come to see Jesus.
那是上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希利尼人，他们来见加利利伯塞大的腓力，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”
At that time, there were some Greeks. They come for the festival, and they come to see Philip, and who is from Bethsaida of Galilee. And he told him they want to see Jesus.
希利尼人就是希腊人。
Greeks are from Greece.
这几个要来见耶稣的希腊人，他们应该是信了犹太教的外邦人。
They probably are some Gentiles, but who converted to Judaism.
因为他们在犹太人的节期上来敬拜神。
So they come to worship God at this festival of Jews.
他们来到耶稣教训人的地方。
So they come to the teaching place of Jesus.
当时耶稣是被使徒们包围着。
At the time Jesus was surrounded by his disciples.
他们就提出了他们的要求。
So he brought their request to.
他们对腓力说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”
He said to Philip, "Sir, we hope to see Jesus."
圣经并没有说明为什么他们来见腓力。
Bible didn't say why he come to see Philip first.
可能因为腓力是希腊人的名字。
Perhaps because Philip was the name of Greek.
所以他们来找他。
So he come to see him first.
也可能是因为他是伯塞大城里的居民，这几个希腊人以前就已经认识他了。
Maybe in the past they know Philip from Bethsaida.
所以他们来找他提出见耶稣的要求。
So they request to Philip.
在这里我们一起来思想，他们为什么希望见耶稣呢？
Now let's think about why they want to see Jesus.
在那个时候，耶稣是全国各地的人注目的焦点。
At the time, Jesus was the focus point of the Jewish nation.
特别是在耶路撒冷。
Especially in Jerusalem.
当时人们从各地来过逾越节。
The people from all over the world come to the Passover.
人们聚集的时候，大家都在谈论着耶稣。
They talk about Jesus during their gathering.
他是城里上上下下讨论的话题。
Everywhere the people talk about him.
无论他们聚集在哪里，谈论的就是这位耶稣。
Regardless where they gather, they talk about him.
耶稣传道了三年半，而犹太人的官长却对他非常的仇视。
Jesus preached for 3.5 years, but the Jewish officials hate him.
这些希利尼人说我们想要见见他，我想他们的动机很可能就是出于一种好奇心。
This few Greeks want to see him. Perhaps their motive was just curiosity.
腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。
So Philip told this to Andrew, and then they went together to Jesus.
我们看到腓力并没有直接去告诉耶稣说，有些希利尼人想要见他。
We see that Philip didn't tell Jesus directly.
他去告诉安德烈。
But he told Andrew.
安德烈同腓力一起去告诉耶稣。
And then they went together to Jesus.
却为什么会这样呢？
Why?
也许腓力并不确定耶稣是不是愿意见这些希腊人。
Perhaps Philip wasn't sure if Jesus wanted to see them.
因为耶稣曾经吩咐门徒不要把福音传给外邦人。
For Jesus once said, "Don't preach to Gentiles."
所以他才先告诉安德烈，然后安德烈和安德烈商量以后，然后才一同去告诉耶稣。
So he told Andrew first and consulted him and then went to Jesus together.
耶稣说人子得荣耀的时刻到了。
Jesus said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
读到这里我就想到耶稣最先他是向他的母亲提到他的时候的时候说我的时候还没有到。
Here I remember once Jesus told his mother that my hour has not yet come.
后来他就对他的门徒说我的时候还没有到。
Later he also told his disciples that my hour has not yet come.
后来约翰又记载说没有人拿他因为他的时候还没有到。
And then later John recorded but no one laid his hand on him because his hour has not yet come.
现在他说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
But now he said,The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
耶稣在被钉十字架及复活的时候，他的时候就真正的到了。
When Jesus was crucified and then he's resurrected, this is his hour has come.
为什么说是他得荣耀的时候到了？
Why we say this is the hour that him to be glorified?
希伯来书里面说，因为受死的苦就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 says, Because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone.
这节经文并不是说因为他尝了死味就得了荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
This verse is not saying that because he tasted death, so he was crowned with glory and honor.
而是说神把为人死的荣耀与尊贵的权利赐给他了。
But rather it is saying that God gave him the right to taste death for everyone with glory and honor.
耶稣曾经说没有人夺我的命去是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了也有权柄取回来这是我从我父所受的命令。
Jesus once said in John chapter 10:18 says, No one has taken it away from me, but I laid it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
所以耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Therefore Jesus said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
接着他加以解释，他用自然界的一个很好的比方来说明。
Then he further explains it from using a parable of the nature.
他说，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
He says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
这里主耶稣把自己当作一粒麦子。
Here Jesus compared himself to a grain of wheat.
他如果不死，就人就是一粒。
Unless it died, he's still, he remains alone.
在天上享荣耀的就只有他，没有得救的罪人来分享他的荣耀。
Only he remains in the heaven in the glory without the sinners, without who are saved to share his glory.
但是如果他死了被埋葬然后复活，那就会有一条得救的道路让万人得救。
But if he died, buried and resurrected,Then there's a way for sinners to be saved.
所以耶稣这里真正的意思是说
，So Jesus really mean
这些希利尼人不能见我，他们如果要见我、认识我、要得着我，只有一个方法，这个方法就是借着现在所来到的这个时候，那就是借着十字架的道路，这是。唯一的一条道路。
So it really means that these Greeks cannot see me. If they really want to see me, there's only one way. That's through the way of the cross.
接着，耶稣说：“爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。”
Then in verse 25, he says, "He who loves his life loses him, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to the life eternal.
如果我认为生命中最重要的东西就是食物、衣着和享乐
，If we think the most important things in our life is food, our clothes, and enjoyment.
啊，我爱死我的生命，我就为了食物、衣着、享乐而活。
So if I love my life, then I live for such things as food and enjoyment.
但是如果我这样活，我是不晓得心灵比肉体更为重要。
But if I'm doing this, then I don't know that my soul is more important than my body.
人如果不理会心理的需要，就会丧失生命。
If a person doesn't care about his soul, he loses life.
爱惜自己的生命，就是从根本否定了神至高无上的主权，否定了神的权利。
So the one who loves his life in such a way is to deny the sovereignty of God of the Most High.
把自己提高到一个人思想的最高点，那就是所有罪恶的核心。
He lifts himself up to the highest, to the most important things in his life.And that's the core of all the evil thoughts.
这样的人就失去他的生命，也就是导致自己的灭亡。
This kind of people has lost his life, and is on his way to his eternal death.
恨恶自己生命的，这里恨恶并不是一个绝对尺度的恨。
He who hates his life, here the hate is not in the sense of absolute hate.
而是说对神的爱必须要强烈到一个地步，以致其他的爱相对之下都变成了恨。
But rather he's saying that his love to God is so strong to such degree that in comparison that his love to other things are just like a hate.
恨恶自己的生命，意思就是爱神多于爱自己一切的私欲和利益。
In other words, the love to God has...the higher priority than the love to his own interest.
如果这样的话，那就要得到丰满的属灵生命，也就是那永远的生命。
In such way, he will receive the abundant spiritual life, the eternal life.
像保罗，他将万事当作有损的，他单单看重主耶稣基督，为了服侍他，放弃了所有在人眼中看为重要的东西，他就能够保守他的生命到永生。
As Paul said, he counted all things to be lost in view of surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, who conserved him to eternal life.
接着主耶稣说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Verse 26, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
我们信徒如果要服侍主，就必须要跟随主的脚踪。
If we believers, to serve God, we must follow his footsteps.
耶稣说，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
Jesus said, "There I am. Where I am, there my servant will also be."
耶稣这个时候正走在通往十字架与通往他的父的道路上。
At the moment Jesus was on his way to the cross and was on his way to his Father.
耶稣被钉十字架是他得荣耀的途径。
The cross is the way to glory.
同样的，当信徒跟随他的脚踪，效法基督的死，也照样是获得荣耀的途径。
In the same way that believers follow his steps, follow examples of his death, this is also the way to receive honor.
耶稣说，若有人要服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Jesus said, if anyone serves me, my Father will honor him.
现在的服侍在将来就要得到神的称许。
You serve now and be honored later.
即使我们今天因着服侍，我们受到了委屈，受到了侮辱，比起将来在天上父神当众嘉许的荣耀，那实在是微不足道。
Even though we might have been insulted or even have some resentment during our ministry today, but it's ignorable comparing to the honor to receive in the future, in heaven.
所以服侍主是我们一生最荣耀的事，我们千万不要放弃这个福分。
So serving the Lord is the most honorable thing in our life. Let's not forsake this blessing.
后面这段经文，耶稣预言他将要受害，他将要从地上被举起来。
Then Jesus foretold his suffering that he will be lifted on earth.
就是说，我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。
Verse 27, now my soul has become troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour.
主耶稣说，我现在心里忧愁。
The Lord Jesus said his soul has become troubled.
主耶稣是神，他也是完全的人。
He's complete God, but he also has complete humanity.
在他的人性里面与我们是一样性情的。
Among his humanity, he's just like us.
所以他也会忧伤难过。
So he could be troubled.
当他想到即将发生在他身上的事，要被钉十字架，要背负世人的罪，要承受神为罪所发的震怒的时候，心里就忧愁起来了。
When he thought about what would happen to him, to be crucified, to bear the sin of the world, to bear the wrath of God towards sin, so his soul became troubled.
这时候他应该怎样来祷告神呢？
So how would he pray to God at this moment?
他考虑过要向神祈求拯救他脱离这个死亡。
He thought about to pray to God to deliver him from this death.
但是不能。
But he could not.
因为他原是为这个时候来到这世界，他降世的目的就是要受死。
Because he came to this hour for this very purpose, that to die for the people, to save the people from their sin.
他知道钉十字架正是他到世上来最终的目的。
He know that crucifixion is his purpose in this world.
所以他没有在受死的痛苦前退缩，反而勇敢地顺服在神的旨意之下。
So he did not retreat, but he's bravely obedient to God's plan.
就像他在克西马尼园的祷告说：“不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。”
Just like his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, not to my will but to yours, be done.
他让自己在十字架上被举起来，他只求神的荣耀借他自己的死得以彰显出来。
So that himself is lifted up on the cross, that the glory, that the God, the name of God might be glorified.
所以他说，父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
So in verse 28, it says, Father, glorify your name.
当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
Then a voice came out of heaven, I have both glorified it.And we'll glorify it again.
耶稣这里祷告说：“父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。”
And then Jesus says, "Father, glorify your name."
主耶稣没有要求脱离十字架的使命。
Jesus did not ask to be delivered from cross.
他祈求的是要父的名得到荣耀。
But rather, the name of Father be glorified.
他关心神能够得到荣耀。而不是选择自己的意愿。
So he cared about the glory of Father rather than his own will.
这也是支配他一生和侍奉的原则。
This is the principle of his life and his ministry.
这时候神在天上说话，他已经荣耀了他的名，还要再荣耀。
Then a voice came out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
接着耶稣在地上的侍奉，在三年半传道工作中，借着大能所行的神迹，所传讲天国的福音，这些都已经大大荣耀了父的名。
Through the ministry of Jesus on earth, through the 3.5 years preaching and many miraculous signs through the gospel of kingdom, the name of Father has been glorified.
但是父神将会因着耶稣的受难、埋葬、复活与升天而得到更大的荣耀。
The Father will be glorified again through the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus.
站在旁边的众人听见就说打雷了，还有人说有天使对他说话。
So verse 29 says, So the crowd of people who stood by and heard it were saying that it had thundered. Others were saying an angel has spoken to him.
站在旁边的人，有的人以为那是神，以为那神的声音只是打雷。他们可能是不相信神迹，不相信神在天上说话。
So some people stood by. They thought that as the voice of God as thunder, perhaps because they didn't believe in miracles, they didn't think God would speak.
有些人知道不是打雷，但是却认不出那是神的声音，还误以为是天使的声音。
Some people know that was not thunder, but they didn't recognize that was the voice of God. They thought it as angel's voice.
其实在28节那里讲到父啊，然后那个声音回来说我，从父和我这两个字，我们就可以清楚地说明那是神的声音。
But in verse 28, from the word Father and I, so we can know that's the voice from God.
然后耶稣告诉他们，这声音不是为了他来的。
And then Jesus even said that this voice is not for his sake.
耶稣说，这声音不是为我，是为你们来的。
But rather for your sake.
那个被听作是雷声或者天使声音的，不是为了叫我知道我的祷告已蒙应允，这个声音是为了试验并且坚固你们的信心。
The voice that sounded as thunder or the voice of an angel is not for Jesus to know that his prayer was answered but for testing and strengthening the faith of the audience.
在说过那个声音之后，耶稣继续说话，并且启示出他最后得荣耀的思想。
And then Jesus continued to preach and revealed the idea that he will be eventually glorified.
耶稣说，现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。
Verse 31, Now the judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, and will draw all men to myself. But he was saying that this to indicate the kind of death by which he was to die.
这几节经文告诉我们三件事情，都是关系到耶稣即将受难和得荣耀。
Verse 31 to 33 told us a few things, all about the suffering to happen to Jesus and the glory he's to receive.
第一件事情告诉我们，耶稣的受难和得荣耀是在世界受审判的时候。
First, the time of Jesus' suffering and the glory is also the time that this world is judged.
因为这个世界将要把生命的主钉死在十字架上，十字架就是神对这世界的审判。
Because this world decided to crucify the Lord of life, the crucifixion is also judgment to this world.
因为恶毒的拒绝基督，世界将要受到审判。
Because of their evil refusal, the world will be judged.
耶稣奉差遣而来，作为他的父的代表。
Jesus was sent from his father.
拒绝他的其实就是拒绝神自己。
Who refused him refused God.
耶稣被钉在十字架上是代替人被神审判。
He was crucified on the cross in our place to be judged by God.
对拒绝耶稣的人来说，耶稣替他们受死牺牲的十字架就成了他们罪的证据，也就是一种审判。
For those who refuse Jesus, the death that Jesus died for him on the cross is a proof of their sin, but also a judgment to their sin.
所以耶稣在十字架上受难得荣耀，是这个世界受审判的时候。
Therefore, the time that Jesus was crucified and then glorified on the, is also the time that this world was judged.
这里告诉我们第二件事情，是耶稣受难得荣耀，是这世界的王要被赶出去的时间。
The second thing is about the ruler of this world will be cast out.
这世界的王就是撒旦。
The ruler of this world is Satan.
他以为耶稣钉在十字架上他就胜利了。
He saw the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross mean his victory.
他以为他成功地铲除了耶稣。
He saw that he has removed Jesus.
但实际上耶稣乃是借着被钉死在十字架上败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
But indeed Jesus put death to death through his crucifixion.
也为人类提供了一条救恩之路。
It also provides a way of salvation to human beings.
虽然魔鬼还没有得到当得的刑罚，但他注定要灭亡。
Even though the Satan hasn't received what he deserves, he's doomed to eternal punishment.
他虽然人在世界上行恶，但最终他会被赶出去，丢进火湖里。
Even though he's still doing evil in this world, but eventually he'll be cast out into the lake of fire.
第三件事情告诉我们，耶稣受难就要吸引万人来归向他。
The third point is that Jesus crucified will draw all men to him.
从地上被举起来，就是指主耶稣要被挂在十字架上。
Lift up from earth means that he will be hanged on the cross.
也同时指他的复活及升天，并且坐在神的右边来掌管一切。
Also means he's resurrected and ascending and ascending to heaven and sit at the right hand of God in charge of the world.
耶稣不但是在十字架上被举起来，也是他 他是被举起来进入荣耀中，他要吸引万人来归向他。
Jesus was not only lifted up on the cross, but also lifted up into the glory that he would draw all men to worship him.
将使各种各样的人来归向他。
That he would draw all men to him.
万人不是指所有的世人，而是指不同国籍、不同种族、不同语言的人。
All men here doesn't mean everyone, but means the people from different countries, different nations, and people who speak different languages.
主耶稣是万人的救主。
Jesus is the savior of all men.
无论什么人，只要信就可以得救，没有分别。
Regardless of what kind of people you are, as long as you're saved through the faith without distinction.
耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。
So verse 33 says, But he was saying this to indicate the kind of death by which he was to die.
主耶稣说他将要被举起来，要被钉在十字架上。
Jesus said he would be lifted, crucified, and he would die on the cross.
这是指他将要怎样死说的，所以耶稣预言他的死。这也证明他是全知的神。
So he foretold about his death. This proves that he's he's God of omniscience.
众人回答说：“我们听见律法上有话说，基督是永存的。你怎么说人子必须被举起来呢？这人子是谁呢？”
Then verse 34, the crowd then answered him, We have heard of out. We have heard out the law that the Christ is to remain forever, but how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?
我们看到众人当时不明白耶稣所说的，所以众人就问了他两个问题。
We see that the people didn't understand what Jesus said, so they asked him two questions.
第一个问题是神学上的问题。
The first was a question in theology.
他们知道律法的教训，说当弥赛亚来的时候，就是一切事情的终局。
They know the teaching from law that when Christ comes, it's the end of all things.
他们也明白耶稣曾说他是弥赛亚。
They also understand that Jesus claimed he is the Christ.
他们也明白他说他要去死。
They also understand he's about to die.
在律法中对基督的声明以及他对自己所说的话之间好像有了差距。
So they sense there's a gap between the teaching of law and the claim of Jesus.
律法说基督是永存的，但他说他要去死，而他又说他就是弥赛亚。
The law says the Christ is to remain forever, but Jesus said, claim his Christ, but he is about to die.
这是怎么回事呢？
How could this happen?
第二个问题是，这人子是谁呢？
The second question is, who's the Son of Man?
人子是耶稣为自己起的名字。
Son of Man is the name that Jesus called himself.
除他以外，没有人使用过这个名字。
Except him, no one else has used this name.
所以他们的意思是说，你把你自己当作是什么人
？So they asked him, they meant, who you think yourself is?
耶稣没有解答众人的疑问。
But Jesus did not answer them.
他只是再一次他自称为光，并且邀请众人及早相信他。做一个光明之子。
But he once again claimed himself to be the light and invited the audience to trust him to become sons of light.
耶稣对他们说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的不知道往何处去，你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
Verse 35, so Jesus said to them, For a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light.
这耶稣提醒个人，光和他们同在的时候不多。
Here Jesus reminded the people that there isn't much time left for the light to be among them.
应该趁着他还在世人当中的时候，赶快来信靠他。
They should come quickly to believe in him while he is still among them.
做他的门徒。
To become his disciples.
因为距离他上十字架只有不多的时候了。
Because there was not much time left before his crucifixion.
否则黑暗将会很快地临到他们，他们就要在黑暗中行走，而不知道往何处去了。
Otherwise, the darkness will overtake them pretty soon, and then they will walk in the darkness and don't know where they go.
今天这段经文让我们看到，在主耶稣还没有离开世界之前，他预言自己的死。
In this paragraph, we see that Jesus foretold about his death before he left us.
他已经知道自己来到这世上是为了什么。
He knew why he came to this world.
因此，他实实在在地告诉我们。
Therefore, truly, he told us.
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Unless a grain of wheat falls into earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
耶稣基督他知道他自己生命原则，这也是今天我们每一个属神的人的生命原则。
Jesus knows the principles of his life. This is also the principle of every one of us who belongs to God.
我们如果要过一个强而有力的生活，就必须要经历先死后活这两个步骤。
If we would like to live a life of vividness, we must experience death and then resurrection. These two steps.
因为一粒麦子落在地里死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Because a grain of wheat falls into earth and dies, it bears much fruit.
这是生命的繁殖。
This is the multiplication of life.
只有这样才是强而有力的生命，只有这样才是成长茁壮的生命，而且一直延续下去。
So that you may have a vibrant life, so that you may have a growing life, and it continues on.
我们就好像一粒麦子，如果要结出许多的籽粒，就必须先经过死。
We are like a grain of wheat. If you want to bear fruit, bear much fruit, you must die.
这里所讲的死，并不是说我们肉体的死。
The death here does not mean the death of our physical body.
而是指耶稣基督的死。
But it means the death of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的死，我们信他的人的罪就被钉在十字架上了。
Because of the death of Jesus, the sin of us who believe in him has been crucified.
当我们承认自己是罪人，耶稣基督的宝血就在我们身上发生了功效。
If we confess we are sinners, the precious blood of Jesus is effective for us.
那新的生命就在我们里面，那复活的生命就在我们里面。
The new life, the life of the resurrection,inside us.
但是事情并不是这么简单就结束了。
But this is not the end.
生命的成长是一个过程。
The growth of life is a process.
好像我们走在一条路上，我们要继续的往前走。
It's like we're walking on a road. There it continues. It keep going.
在路上我们会遇到世上种种的罪恶，那怎么办呢？
We might encounter all kinds of sins from this world. So what do we do?
怎样才能使我们茁壮成长的生命得以延续呢？
How we can continuously lead this vibrant life of abundance.
保罗曾经说，我天天受死。
Paul once said that I died every day.
也就是我们必须要经历天天死。
that we must experience our death each day.
那我们应该怎样死呢？
So how do we die?
按照圣经上的教导，首先我们要向罪死。
So according to the teaching of Jesus, we must first die to our sin.
罗马书里面保罗说，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，在向神在耶稣基督里却当看自己是活的。
Romans sorry I lost this Romans 6:11, even so consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督里是已经死了，罪也已经被钉在十字架上，对我们没有作用。
We're died in Jesus Christ. The sin is no longer, does no longer hold to us.
因为十字架上的耶稣基督已经赦免了我们的罪。
Because Jesus Christ on the cross has, redeemed us from our sin.
但是不可否认的，今天我们的生命啊，仍然常常被罪所缠绕。
But still in our life, there is often still struggle with our sins.
那我们怎么样向罪死呢？
So how do we die to our sin?
非常重要的是要逃避罪恶，要远离罪恶。
So first, we must flee from our sin and stay away from it.
约翰对罪很啊，对不起，约瑟。对罪很敏感。
Joseph was very sensitive to his to sin,
因为他知道什么是对，什么是错。
Because he knows what's right and what's wrong.
当主人的妻子以色来诱惑他的时候，他会说：“我怎能做着大恶来得罪神呢？”
When Potiphar's wife tried to entice him, he said, "How can I do such great sin against God?"
很明显的，他对善恶对错有很清楚的辨别。
Obviously, he has very clear discernment for right and wrong.
所以他能够一直行在神的旨意当中。
So he can walk in God's will for his life.
我们是不是也对罪很敏感呢？
Are we also very sensitive to our sins?
尤其当我们一个人独处的时候，我们有时候以为没有人看到，没有人知道，我们容易去犯罪。
Especially during our privacy, that we thought of, but no one is watching us.
我们是不是有神同在的意识呢？
Do we have the sense of the presence of God?
如果我们有经常有神同在的意识，我们就会很小心谨慎的来过每一天的生活。
If we really sense the presence of God, then we will live our life very carefully. We will live our life in fear.
如果我们看一看今天我们所处的这个世界，我们必须承认这个世界充满了罪恶。
Now, if we look at the world we live in today, we must admit that this world is full of all kinds of sins.
我们的生命很容易被罪所侵蚀。
Our life are very could be very easily corrupted.
有些罪是有毒钩的，会把我们勾住。无法摆脱。
Many sins has their sting, and we could be stung.
就好像吸毒。
Like drugs.
开始的时候认为只是一点点，没有关系。
For the beginning, you might thought it's just a little bit, didn't matter.
可能就是这一点点就把我们勾住了。
But it is just this little bit that you're stung.
最近 Denver 已经把买卖大麻合法化。
Recently that in Denver, marijuana is being legalized.
一些年轻人说啊，我也尝试一点点，没有关系的。
Some young might say, "Oh, I might just try a little bit. It doesn't matter."
可是，一点点就可能把你勾住，无法自拔了。
But you might not be able to escape from this little bit.
我们作为神的儿女，我们必须要加倍警觉。
We as the children of God, we must be vigilant.
面对世上各种的诱惑，一定要坚持圣经的教导，守节心清，以自己的行为来影响周围的人。
Facing all kinds of temptations from this world, we must stick to the teaching of God, the Bible, and come to before Him with a clean hand and pure heart.
既然我们自己如果不小心犯罪，我们就要立刻警醒，从中学习不再犯罪，这样我们才能够向罪死。
If we are overtaken by sin, we must repent, and learn from this how to avoid the sin.
第二，我们是要向自己死。
The second, we must die to ourselves.
保罗在加拉太书里面说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
Paul in Galatians said, "I have been crucified with Christ."
是我是拦阻神在我们生命里工作的障碍。
Here, I is the obstacle between it's the obstacle for God's word, for God's work in my life.
如果我的位置最重要，那在我们生命中，神的大能就不能够发挥。
If I myself is the most important, then the power of God is not released in my life.
那神怎么样使我们向自己死呢？
So how did God make us die to ourselves?
神就是让我们经历破碎。
God help us through our brokenness.
破碎是神的工作，是神在你和我生命中的工作。
Brokenness is the work of God in our life and in your life.
神要安排一些事情，或者容许一些事情发生在我们生命中，让我们对他有完全和绝对的顺服。
God allows certain things to happen in our life so that we might be completely obedient to Him.
破碎是神要个别对付我们的工作。
Brokenness is God's work to us individually.
这是因为我们生到世上来的时候，我们不是自然就对神有顺从的本性。
Because by our nature, we're not obedient to God.
我们的本性是远离神的。
Our nature is to stay away from Him.
我们的本性是得罪神的，是与神为敌的。
To offend Him and to be His enemy.
当神拯救我们回来，神要用我们的生命，神在我们身上有不同的计划和旨意。所以神要对付那些不合他心意的事。
So after God saved us, God he wanted to use us, so he will deal with the things in our life that does not fit to his will.
神要我们全然的100%的降服于他。
God wants us to be completely obedient to him.
这就是破碎的工作。
This is the work of a brokenness.
神知道怎么样来破碎我们？他对每一个人有不同的做法。
God knows how to break us. He dealt with us differently.
罗马书告诉我们，神在创世之前预定我们，要我们效法他儿子主耶稣的模样，这是他向所有儿女们所怀的心意。
In Romans, it says, before the creation of the world, God predestined us to conform to his son Jesus, and this is his will to all his children.
主耶稣说，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍然是一粒，若是死了，就结出了许多子粒来。
Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat fall into the earth and die, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
麦子被埋在地里，它必须要经过破碎，它要裂开。
A grain of wheat is after buried underground. It must experience brokenness.
潮湿的泥土和温暖的阳光会使麦子裂开，然后它的生命力才可以散发出来。
The brokenness, the moisture of earth and the warmness of sunshine break the grain.And so the life inside the grain can sprout out.
破碎这个原则从圣经的开始到结束，我们都可以看得到。
The principle of brokenness, we can see it throughout the Bible from beginning to end.
神要我们达到他对我们生命的计划和旨意之前，他要我们先经历破碎，就是要我们向自己死。
before we can reach God's will and plan in our life, God wants us to experience brokenness first.
他要我们向老我死。
He wants us to die to our old self.
神要对付的是我们的自我。
Here God is, what God is to deal with is our old self.
我们的自我要用自己的方法去成就自己的目标。
But our self, that we want to use our way to achieve our goal.
自我要挣脱神来独立。
We want to escape from God and become independent.
神就是要破碎人的自我，叫人不要再以自我为中心。
But God wants to break our self, so that we are no longer self-centered.
也不再以世界为中心，乃是以神为中心。
And no longer focus on this world, but rather focus on God.
当我们向罪死，向自己死，向世界死，其实就是与主同死，然后我们才能够与主同活。
If we die to sin, we die to ourselves. That means we die with Christ, and then we can resurrect with Him.
与主同活的先决条件就是与主同死。
The precondition for resurrection with Christ is to die with Christ.
如果我说与主同死很难，我做不到，那与主同活就更困难了。
If we say it's very difficult to die with Christ, it's even more difficult to resurrect with Him.
因为与主同活必须活得像主。
Because you to live.To resurrect with him means you must live like him.
我们要爱他所爱，要恨他所恨。
You love what he loves and you hate what he hates.
这是按照我们的本性，我们的本性与主的喜好是相反的。
But our nature is the opposite of God.
如果我的老我没有与主同死，我就爱这世上的一切。
If my old self is not yet died, we love all things in this world.
也就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。
That's the lust of flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of flesh.
而这一切都是主所恨恶的。这一切都是主所恨恶的。
But all these are what God hates.
在这样子的一种情形之下，必定有很大的征战。
In such situation, there's a lot of struggle.
与主同死与和与主同活是一件事情的两面。
To die with Christ and to resurrect with Christ is the two sides of the same coin.
如果真正经历与主同死的事实，那与主同活就不难了。
If you truly died with Christ, then it's no longer difficult to resurrect with him.
使徒保罗说：“现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
Apostle Paul says, "It's no longer me who lives, but Christ lives in me."
从前本来是我活，但今天不是我活，乃是基督活，是基督在我里面活出来。
It was me who lived, but now it's no longer me, but Christ who lived inside me.
这是与主同活的关键。
This is the key to live with Christ.
其实神不要我们很辛苦、很努力的活着像基督，他不要我们做一个背负重担的基督徒。
He didn't want us to live very hardly and bear a heavy burden in our life to conform to Christ.
那我们怎么样才能够像保罗所说，现在活着的不再是我
？So how can we say, how can we live a life like Paul said? It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
要做到现在活着不再是我，很明显的，这个我必须要出去。
So clearly, here I must leave.
这个我必须要死。
The I must die.
使徒保罗在同一节经文中给我们一个很明确的答案，他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架， 现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
In the same verse that just before it, Apostle Paul gave us a clear answer. I have been crucified with Christ.
如果我没有与基督同钉十字架，我就仍然是我，我就仍然活着。
If I have not been crucified with Christ, I'm still I, and I still live.
只有我钉死了，才能让基督来活。
Only if I'm crucified that Christ lives inside me.
也只有已经与基督同钉十字架的人，才能说不再是我。
Only those who crucified with Christ can say it's no longer me.
我们一起祷告。
Now let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你在十字架上舍身流血。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for died on the cross and shed blood.
你为世人的罪付上了极重无比的代价。
You have paid your precious blood for our sin.
我们跟随主的人，我们也一样要走十字架的道路。
We who follow us, we will also walk this way of the cross.
我们知道这也是得荣耀的途径。
We know this is also the way lead to the glory.
主帮助我们明白先死后活的生命原则。
We pray that you may help us to understand we must die first and then resurrect.
帮助我们真实能够先向罪死，向自己死，也向这个世界死。
Help us to die to sin, die to ourselves, and die to this world.
然后我们能够与主同活。
And then we can resurrect with you.
求主赐福保守我们每一个家庭走着永生的道路。
We pray that you might bless each family here to walk in this eternal way.
谢谢恩主。
We thank you.
我们祷告仰望是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.